If this year, all foreigners were expected to exit the local gold trading market. And prior to this day, our team busted three Indians who were operating within the local gold trading. And when I say operating within the local gold trading industry, they were buying and selling, like now under the new laws, which is solely the reserve of gold board. So as a result of that, they were arrested and then arraigned before court. And as it stands now, because what happened with regards to them did not occur at a time where we had asked that foreigners should exit the local gold trading market, we have decided upon hindsight to allow them, as in repatriate them to their country of origin, so they can unite with their family. And that is not to say that any foreigner who will fall foul to the current rules of engagement will be let to go free. And I'm going to explain that in a short while. So just to reiterate, the three Indians who were arrested and subsequently arraigned before court for flouting what was supposed to be our rules of engagement in terms of the local gold trading industry, because their arrest did not occur at the time where we had issued the deadline, they would be allowed to go back to their home, as in their country. But the three, and the three, those who were arrested, as you can see behind me, they were the first group, and the arrest occurred before. The arrest occurred before the 30th of April. I remember at that time, it was not the deadline. So the arrest occurred before the deadline. And because of that, they've been allowed to go back to their country of origin and reunite with their family. But for the latest bust, which has occurred, for them, they will face the full rigors of the law. Just like the initial one or the first batch, they were caught flouting our laws. And with them, per the arrest, and what we got to know were, you know, some, you know, gold counting machines and some dollars as well, cash also with them as well. And these things have been confiscated, and they are going to be made to face the full rigors of the law. As I've said on some of your platforms, if you're a foreigner and you're caught trading within the local gold trading industry, which is now the sole reserve of the gold board, you'll be made to face the law. So with this one, unlike the first batch, who have been given a grace or a pat on the back whilst warning them, they will be made to go back to their home country. But for the second batch, they will be made to go walk the mile. In fact, they'll face the full rigors of the law. So like we did with the initial one, they'll go to court, and then when a judgment is passed, what will follow will follow. So this is a warning to every foreigner in Ghana. The rules are simple. Local gold trading industry is the sole reserve of the gold board. If you're a foreigner and you want to trade, you want to offtake gold, the silver lining here is for you to write to the gold board an LOI, and then you come do a negotiation, and then we'll help ship the gold for you. And for the locals, for Ghanaians, you are expected to as well apply for any of our licenses, so that you'll be able to have that full protection from the gold board when you embark on gold trading in the country. So colleagues, we call you here just to announce an update of the first batch of Indians that were caught smuggling gold flouting our laws and indicating to you that because the arrest did not happen at the time of the deadline, we have allowed them to, we are repatriating them to their countries, to their country. And for those who are arrested recently, because it fell after the deadline, they decided not to yield to the warnings, in spite of the numerous warnings that we had issued out on all the media platforms. And I'm sure both local and international media carried out our warnings. So I was a bit surprised hearing that some foreigners had engaged in this illicit activity. So yes, for them, they will face the full rigors of the law. And unlike the first batch, they will not be repatriated. They will walk the mile. They will mean business. Thank you. Yeah, questions?
Right, so my name is Carlos Caloni from Joy Newsroom. You are giving us two categories of people. I'm interested in the quantum of gold and the items you see from the first batch and also that of the second batch.
Okay. So what the second